Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to Always Something. I am Jamie, and we have a lot going on. In particular, there's been a lot of court cases, a lot of legislation, a lot of legal integration into the regular pop culture media sphere. And one of the things that has been just very interesting to me is the current court case with A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky is an incredibly interesting individual to me. He is a part of A$AP Mob. A$AP Mob is a group kind of stylized similarly to Wu-Tang, kind of, you know, Dipset from Harlem and all of that, like a very loud, kind of boisterous, very talented group of men coming together. ASAP is an acronym for Always Strive and Prosper, and it's a formation of multiple young men that are New Yorkers. They all know each other, and they have varying levels of success among them, right? So there's A$AP Rocky, there's A$AP Ferg, there are other rappers who have come into the group. One of the issues that I see is that it's not really an issue, but it's just an observation I've made that could position an area of conflict, is that A$AP Rocky is the most successful out of all of them. And then, you know, we have A$AP Ferg, and he is brilliant, but he's not at the level as A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky is currently in a relationship partnership with Rihanna. They have two young children together. And during the time of A$AP Rocky and Rihanna kind of getting together and starting to see each other, A$AP Rocky got into a conflict with A$AP Rocky. And it is one of those kind of like complicated hip hop stories that could position itself as being in and out, or this could just be something that lasts a part of his legacy. So the trial itself is something that I believe is, some people say it's very cut and dry and it's not very complicated, shrouded in video. And the video was first shown during an altercation that happened out in Hollywood in 2021 in November. And what appeared to be the case is that A$AP Rocky seemed to have, or is accused of, assaulting A$AP Rocky with a semi-automatic firearm. And this could lead up to 24 years in prison. But there's some complications with that, because A$AP Rocky didn't call the police until he got back home to New York. So he waited 2 days until after he was injured to seek medical attention. And Relly was not seriously hurt. He did have some scrapes on his hands and his knuckles, but it seemed to be a part of the physical altercation that the group of the guys got into. It's all, I'm just going to say, it's all really immature. It's really, I think, beneath all of them. I feel badly that Rihanna is even like dragged into this mess. And Rihanna has made, so far as the recording of this podcast, has only made 3 appearances, 2 of which she parked in a underground parking garage and entered into the courtroom to support A$AP Rocky, and then one where she entered to the front of the building. There had been some questioning to the jurors that could their verdict sway one way or the other should they see Rihanna in the courtroom, and all of them said, no, no, we can handle this ourselves. I agree that, and I've served on jury duty before, you're supposed to be an unbiased juror, right? Like, you're supposed to come in there with a very open mind and you're just listening to the evidence. Now, I'm not a legal scholar, but one of the things I've had to do over the course of my career is look at a lot of court cases, look at a lot of legislation, and with insight and information and with education and work experience, you do deductive reasoning to qualify the need for said legislation and to also qualify the burden of proof. I don't believe that ASAP Rocky is going to serve any time. He's not going to serve time for this. He might have to pay a fine. You know what I mean? Like, he might have to go to like anger management or whatever, but I don't expect him to pay any other price aside from that. Now, ASAP Rocky is, interestingly enough, being represented by Joe Tacopina. If that name sounds familiar, it's because he once served as a personal attorney to President Trump. He's also like kind of a media personality. Being on the East Coast, you kind of know what this means. Like, he's very much a New York guy. And he's a New York kind of lawyer. And also, I don't know if you guys remember this, but President Trump got ASAP Rocky out of Europe at one point. You guys remember that? Now, President Trump does not have any pardon authority over this case. That's my understanding. However, I believe that ASAP Rocky and friends chose Joe Tacopina to represent him in the event something may happen. There could be some measure of influence one way or the other to make sure he doesn't serve any time. The world cannot have the father of Rihanna's children incarcerated for 24 years. That is off the table. That cannot happen. So that's just an observation I've made. It is also an educated guess as to why he selected that lawyer. Out of all the lawyers he could ever have, he chose Joe Tacopina. I also believe that since being with Rihanna, ASAP Rocky has done his level best to be on his best behavior. I also believe that once this happened, Rihanna had a conversation with him and said, listen, you got that all out of your system, right? Now we got to get brand deals for you, right? We got to get you into the Met. And he's going to be co-hosting the Met this year, the Met Gala, among other endeavors that he has going on. So my recommendation for ASAP Rocky after this is over is to do something like completely different. It would be really interesting and really fun to see him do some lighthearted events. He's going to be in a movie with Denzel Washington. It's going to be a Spike Lee movie. He's going to be doing red carpets for that, going to be doing interviews. But is there something else that he could do? If I were advising him, I would recommend that he do children's programming. Hear me out. It would be really fun if he did like something on Sesame Street. Rihanna has enough influence to make that happen. For him, like, teaching kids about rhyming words, there's ties to HBO and PBS, that could happen. He really has to figure out a way, and this is just from my perspective, to get this out of people's memory. This has to be off of their mind. Rihanna strikes me as the kind of woman that says, my success is my success, but your success is also my success. So you're not bringing me down with you. So I'm going to make some phone calls to make sure all of this is good. They have two kids together. How do you have this conversation in the next couple of years with your children? I know public figures and government officials and celebrities and influencers, and there is a measure of hypersensitivity you have when that is a part of your job. You teeter, actually, there's such a fine line between being incredibly self-aware and being completely oblivious. It actually can happen where there are certain people that elevate to a certain level and they have no understanding of their legacy and how people perceive them. Saying that to say, A$AP Rocky cannot deny that he got into a confrontation with A$AP Rocky. There's video footage of it. We've all seen it. Why are you getting into a confrontation anyway? Outside, what are you doing? And I know that you've had a previous relationship, working relationship with this man, previous friendship, but that conversation, if you're dating Rihanna, should never have to happen. And I feel like she was put into a position to where she had to have a discussion with him. Rihanna has attended the court hearings, and she's seated with his family next to his mother and sister. Rihanna also seems like a very kind of, believe it or not, a very down-to-earth person. So she's probably a part of the family, and they all probably have meals together and vacation together and do things together, similarly to like any other relationship you have with your in-laws. They are your family. Showing a sign of unity at a time like this is very important for Rihanna's brand, especially as she is transitioning Fenty into even more, right? She's scaled from just makeup and cosmetics now to being into skincare, she and hair care and fashion. I think that A$AP Rocky is aware that he should have never been in that situation in the first place. Rihanna probably had a discussion with him. The two of them together probably decided on Joe Tacopina because of the relationship with President Trump and swaying influence one way or the other. Do I think that Joe Tacopina has any influence into Gavin and Newsom? No. I don't think Gavin Newsom would take a phone call from him. And right now, Gavin Newsom has a lot going on. He could care less about what Joe Tacopina has to say or what he's asking for. My expectation is for this to be a very simple and clear verdict. I don't expect A$AP Rocky to serve any time for this. He probably will get a fine of some sort, some anger management, and maybe be on like probation or something for like 6 months or whatever, with the exception of like working. And he probably can't be around other convicted felons for a certain period of time. And then that's it. Done and done. And then we move on. It's really interesting, you know, being on this side of it and seeing how influence changes legal proceedings and how public figures pressure government officials and those on the judicial branch of government, whether at the federal side or at the local government at the state level, to ensure that who they're representing stays in some measure of power or influence. And then you think about other cases, right? Like R. Kelly or Diddy, where it's like egregious and there's no denying it. Like if you think about that scale, it's easier to give people like A$AP Rocky a pass because he's young, you know, young man in theory, and he hasn't had any incidents since then. And A$AP Rocky is saying that it was a prop gun and it wasn't a real gun, even though A$AP really says he was shot. Interesting. So those are my thoughts. I'd be interested to hear what you guys think about it. Man, it is always something, right? Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.